Counting down to Lean Berets. Fasten your seatbelts, comrades, or you better be holding on to something heavy, like a Russian kettlebell, because you're about to enter the Lean Berets Throwdown Zone. This is Ron Jones and Candace Jones, RKC, the Lean Berets, and we are Avengers of Health. Hide the donuts. You're listening to the Lean Berets radio show at theleanberets.com. Welcome, comrades. I'm Ron Jones from the Lean Berets, and we have Candace Jones, newly christened RKC, in the studio today, talking about female strength. That's our topic. Going to try to inspire the ladies.
Yeah, that's right. David Whitley and Jeff O'Connor, I like what they always say. It's a school of strength. And when I started thinking about my training as being strong, as in the school of strength, I think I made a mental breakthrough, and I believe I became stronger.
That weekend?
That weekend. Cool. The whole idea of double swinging 16 kgs, pretty much more than I thought. It was physically challenging and mentally challenging. I know when Doc Cheng was coaching me along, you know, helping me prepare, and he said, start doing the double cleans and double swings with the 16 kg. And I was like, whoa.
It's a lot of weight.
It was a lot of weight. But, you know, I think, you know, the adrenaline and the intense focus that you have at the RKC, I think some of the little bad habits that maybe I'd had, you know, along the way got cleaned up, and, you know, just went and did those double swings, and I think I got some new cuts in my abs as a result. I think I got bigger while I was down there, which was amazing.
Yeah, you got a little more toned up, I think.
Yeah.
And through the whole process. And today we're talking a little bit about the RKC, the Russian Kettlebell Challenge kettlebell certification, but it's not all kettlebells all the time. And I think, you know, the Lean Berets, our whole thing is to follow Jack Elaine's quote, one of the many that he's got that we like to use, first inspire, then perspire. So really the focus of the show is not necessarily kettlebells today, but that women can be very, very strong, not just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually as well. And so I think you have a very special message for the female listeners about getting strong at over 40, because you gave birth to twins at how old?
I was 40.
Yes. And I'm not going to say the exact age. I don't want to get the kettlebell into my skull.
That's right.
But late 40s. And still very strong. In fact, I'd go out on a limb, not too far, because I think I'm fairly accurate to say that pound for pound, you're one of the strongest women I've ever known at 40 plus. And in reality, I think you're stronger than most of the men that I work with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think too, you know, if you look at, you know, the testing for the RKC, which, you know, I know we're not doing all kettlebells all the time, but because that was a huge goal for me. And granted, during this time I set this goal, we sold our house in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We moved across the country to California, to LA. We moved in an apartment in LA. We went through selling our house in Atlanta in this market, and then we had to buy a house in California in this market, which was crazy. And through that time, you know, I could have let go of my goals, mm-hmm. and lost focus on what I was doing. But, you know, you do have to have a weekly goal, small little goals, and you have to be consistent. So that's what I focused on through all this, the chaos of life. Mm-hmm. Having twins as an older mom, having you commuting back and forth to Atlanta for a short time.
5 years.
Well, yeah, it was 5 years. Yeah, I'm just crazy. You know, I just always tried to have a goal for myself that I could keep, a very mm-hmm. realistic goal. And each time I got to that small goal, then I could go to the next goal. I remember when I first started using kettlebells, and I think I had gone, you had gone, no, we had gone to some, I guess Delaine had a Saturday morning workshop.
Mm-hmm. And intro, I think, workshop. Intro Delaine workshop. Ross. Delaine Ross in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Condition gym.
And so we signed up for that. And I know we'd had him around the house, but, you know, to tell you the truth, I was like, what do you do with it? You swing it? You know, you swing it. And so what? You swing the kettlebell. But, you know, I was like, what else do you do with it? I really didn't know. So we went to that workshop and I learned the deadlift, the clean.
Well, we learned all the fundamentals.
Yeah, we learned all the fundamentals.
Even the snatch and the get up. Yeah.
And I was floored. And I didn't quite know what to think of it, because I think you get overwhelmed too when you first start something new. But I was smart enough to understand about the kettlebell that there was a huge learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, a squat isn't just a squat. A swing isn't just a swing.
Right.
A clean isn't just, you just don't pick up the bell and just swing it. There is a lot of technique involved. And so I just said, you know, this, my small goals is I'm going to learn how to swing correctly. I'm going to learn how to clean correctly. And Delaine, you know, Delaine's story was, you know, she was working at, you know, she was like myself, a gym rat, mm-hmm. you know, loved going to the gym, but then she got a real job and
yeah.
she didn't really have time to work out like that anymore. And, you know, up until I had twins, you know, I was hiking every weekend, rock climbing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you wanted to find me, find my bike. That's how you'd find me.
Yeah, when you had time.
When I had time. In the back of my car, I had my rollerblades, my climbing shoes, my bikes, you know, whatever. Impromptu, and the clothes that went with it, just in case I had time to go do it, and I would.
So things change, and one point I want to make is, it isn't just a kettlebell show, but the kettlebells are very efficient by the minute compared to other things that might take hours.
Yeah. Well, so all of a sudden, I didn't have all this time. We moved to Atlanta. We had the twins. They were one. You know, Ron was traveling. I was working full time. And here I learned about this tool that could basically cut my workout time in half.
Right. And I think the ladies that have watched this evolution with you have been not just inspired, but they've been really impressed by how strong you can be at your age and really just being a female at any age. Basically, you had to snatch the kettlebell over your head 100 times in less than 5 minutes, and that's a 16 kilo, which for those of you that don't know, that's 35 pounds. That's a lot of weight to throw back and forth nonstop.
Yeah, and so I'd never thought I would get my RKC when I first learned how to use a kettlebell. I was more interested in how can I get a good workout mm-hmm. quickly,
mm-hmm.
because I got a lot to do that doesn't involve me. It involves right. everybody else but me. But my goal is to always... to, you know, be my best physically, the best I can. It might not be perfect,
mm-hmm.
but for me, it's like I enjoy being physically active. I need to work out to handle stress, and I need something that I can use that will get my heart rate up and get done what I need to have done.
Mm-hmm.
And a kettlebell was that for me.
Let's talk a little bit about just talking to ladies in general about fitness that are, you know, they are moms or they might be working. They've got a lot to do. I mean, how as a woman and a certified fitness instructor, what do you want to say to them try to inspire them to get going?
Well, I think it's about goals. It's mm-hmm. like you might have a huge long-term goal, but if that goal is out of proportion with reality, you're not going to reach that goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to have a small goal that you can achieve realistically, and then you build upon, you know, success builds more success.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it that way, okay, first I'm going to learn how to do this and I'm going to master that, and then I'm going to move on to this and master that, and you just move on slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, the thought of at one point even snatching a 16 kg was, I thought there's no way I will ever be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck with that little baby. How many, what was it?
26 pounds.
12?
The 12 kg, yeah.
Yeah. I stuck with that forever, and I was kind of belligerent about, I'm not ever going to do
yeah.
I'm not going to snap. That's impossible. I'll never be able to do that. But slowly, I thought, okay, you know, I'm going to get to here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get to the next step. and not lose sight of that. And I think also time priorities.
Mm-hmm.
You do have, if there's something else to do, chances are you'll probably get sucked into doing it. So I think as somebody that, a busy mom, female, that has a lot going on, you have to set a priority for yourself. And that can be, 30 minutes a day, at a time,
mm-hmm.
or signing up for a workshop so you learn more about the technique that you need. Mm-hmm. Just taking some time for yourself. So then you feel better about yourself. You feel, less stressed, and you feel like you're doing something for yourself and it empowers you. And for me, because I guess I'm a little, I feel like sometimes I'm motivated in a way people may not understand, because I look at some of the young moms, we go to just, drop the kids off at school and, they're just strolling in, whatever. And I'm thinking, I'm at least 10 years older than them,
mm-hmm.
at least. And as my kids get older, I'm going to get older.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be lagging behind.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to do the things I want to do with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my motivation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be, and I want to look good for my kids at mm-hmm. my age. I don't want to be someone that wears the dumpy clothes and,
mm-hmm.
I want to look the best I can be, look the best I can realistically, have the energy to keep up with them. And so my kids don't, so I don't feel like I'm cheating my kids.
Sad but true, a little Lean Berets throwdown here. There are some parents in their mid-20s that can't keep up with their kids.
Well, I know.
And I know I'm 50, so I don't maybe do everything as good as somebody 25, but I can still get down the road. So, I think that's an important point. You are kind of what you make yourself. So the last year, because you did some cross-training too, so we don't want to make this all about kettlebells. You did other things.
Yeah. Well, I'm first to admit, I love aerobic activity.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because it helps me clear my mind and it helps me de-stress. Kettlebells also do that, but there's a steep learning curve with the kettlebells.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to really, really focus.
And that's why you get so good so fast with them too.
And that is what you have to pay attention to technique.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have a ballet background, I understand how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like, I'm a spin instructor,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't taught spinning since we moved to LA. But when I lived in Atlanta, the last year we lived in Atlanta, I taught, and I mm-hmm. taught twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go hiking, so I like hiking. I like jogging. I don't like really running, but mm-hmm. I like to do hill repeats.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing heart rate training.
You did swimming too?
Oh, yeah, and I love swimming.
And so you did all that helping you to prepare for the RKC. How many days a week did you spend on just the kettlebells?
Towards the end, well, I'd say for at least 6 months, I touched a kettlebell every day
mm-hmm.
in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't always swing. Sometimes it was the get up. Sometimes it was, just like face the wall squats. Sometimes mm-hmm. it was just swings. But then there were some days that I just really pushed it hard because I knew that I had to get all those snatches in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had and I did have a plan
mm-hmm.
on how I was going to get that done. And I did have setbacks, I had some medical setbacks mm-hmm. where I couldn't work out for, I don't know, what was it, 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So, I did have some setbacks along the way. But I didn't focus on the overwhelming big picture. I focused on, I can do this today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make time to do this today. And that was my goal. And I made sure I had time to get it done.
Now you've taken that and you've started training a little bit and you're actually entering this later this fall at a more accelerated rate. But you're now working with some ladies in the neighborhood. You're going to be doing a little corporate wellness work. A lot of ladies get frustrated with, what they're doing in the gym and they're not getting the results they want. Would you like to say something to them about just getting results at 40 plus? And is it too late for them or can they do it?
Well, yeah, it cracks me up. A lot of people go, for whatever reason, it's been through the holidays or the kids have been at home all summer. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, I've gained 10 pounds. I'm going to start running. or I'm going to start walking,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I noticed this when I lived in Atlanta. People would come up to me and they would say, oh, I'm going to work out now. I'm going to get on the elliptical trainer. And there they are in January, mm-hmm. huffing along, watching, you know, some monotonous TV show, going along. They're there in January. Their body looks the same in February.
Mm-hmm.
March comes along, looks the same. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, swimsuit weather. They come, you know, they get frustrated.
Right.
Their body has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're more cardiovascularly fit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at this point in time, we all know and understand that your body adapts to that steady state exercise.
Right.
So you're going to have to go more longer and add more, you know, and there's just not enough time in the day. And I think that's where people get frustrated. And then they don't see the results.
Yeah, there are two big problems, I think, in workouts with people. They don't go hard enough, or they go too hard and they get hurt and burn out. But a lot of people just get on the treadmill and they're kind of mindless about it. And they read a magazine or watch television, and then they wonder why their bodies don't change. One of the cool things about not just kettlebells, but other things that require a lot of focus is that you get a lot more done because it's more efficient, because you're actually thinking about what you're doing. And if people really, truly want results in the least amount of time with the least amount of injuries and issues, they need to focus and think about what they're doing, especially with exercise when your health is on the line.
Yeah, I agree. Even when I do traditional cardio activity like hiking or cycling or even give myself a spin class or, you know, whatever, I do wear a heart rate monitor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those people that can do perceived rates of exertion.
Mm-hmm.
My perceived rate of exertion is way off. And I was fortunate enough to get the metabolic testing. So my heart rate, I know where my body changes from aerobic activity to anaerobic, your anaerobic threshold,
mm-hmm.
where your body switches from burning fat as its primary fuel source
mm-hmm.
to burning sugars. And now I know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need a recovery day and I need to work out for stress relief, I'll stay, you know, I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also tend to be in the overtrain category. You want somebody to work out all day with you? Yeah, just call me. Let me find a babysitter. The twins are at the grandparents' house. What am I going to do?
Now, you have been a self-proclaimed aerobaho.
Yes, I am. And I hope that word doesn't offend anybody. But yes, I am an aerobaho. I can work out. I can do that cardio activity all day. I just love it. I mean, it makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not reality.
Right.
And it hasn't been my reality for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is, sure, you want to go ride bikes all day? I'll do it. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Go hiking all day? No problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tend to overburn myself out. Because I just like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing better for me to be, nowhere I'd love to be more than in the mountains on my bike, in the, you know, climbing up some road in the middle of nowhere.
But there are things beyond the cardio fitness, and that's where the kettlebells can come in with correctives and strength and other things too. The Indian clubs are cool. You know, we're going to be doing some shows on that and talking more about that and other types of fitness as well. But a lot of the women especially can be kind of intimidated by that cannonball with the handle, or what we call the kettlebell. So, you know, you had some shoulder injuries going in, or not necessarily injuries, but issues and things like that. So what can you say to the ladies about, you know, safety and their concern? You know, I'm over 40. I was talking to a lady last night at the soccer team that I was working with, and she's 40, and you know, she's fallen and hurt herself a little bit and a little bit gun shy, if you will, of even doing maybe some simple things. So what can you say to ladies about, you know, the proper type of training and getting into the kettlebell scene if that's the path they choose? And the reason we're mentioning this again is because it can be very efficient in terms of changing your body. It's going to look different in a short amount of time.
Yeah, well, it relates to our previous question, which was, you know, different types of cardio.
Right.
Okay. And you know, most people never work out hard enough to really change their body.
Right.
They just don't. They think walking on the treadmill or whatever is going to be their solution. They don't understand that it's not going to, it might help their heart. You might get some cardiovascular benefits. Mm-hmm. You might feel a little mood enhancers, but it's not going to trim your thighs and it's not going to give you a six pack. Right. You have to lift weights and you have to challenge your body to get it to change. Mm-hmm. And people are very intimidated by the kettlebell. Everybody, especially we live in Valencia, and in our activity magazine that comes out on health, mm-hmm. there we have a city magazine. I'd say the first third of the magazine is all on plastic surgery, which right. I think is absolutely ridiculous.
Now, your abs are all natural, and you don't sit around and do crunches, but you have a pretty righteous six-pack, comrade.
Yeah, I'm... Thanks. Well, and I don't do crunches, and people will go, oh, we're going to do some crunches. I go, you don't understand. Crunches aren't going to give you a six-pack. Walking on the treadmills, running's not going to give you a six-pack. Hiking's not going to give you a six-pack. Riding, doing spin class is not going to give you a six-pack. Swinging a kettlebell mm-hmm. after you learn how mm-hmm. with proper technique mm-hmm. will get you a six-pack.
Yeah.
Learning how to do the get-up will get you a six-pack. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of things that you can do to get the body you want, but you have to be able to do them. And I understand that people are intimidated by the kettlebell mm-hmm. because I was when I first started. Now I'm up for a challenge because I guess that's kind of been my attitude mm-hmm. In life is if there is a challenge, sure, I'll try it. If there's an opportunity, mm-hmm. if someone cool is coming to town and if I can afford to go, I will try to go. Mm-hmm. I won't go, oh, I'm afraid, I'm not going to be, I'm not the best one. I'll make a fool out of myself, but I will sit there and learn. Mm-hmm. And I will be better because of it.
That sounds like me at the David Whitley workshop.
Yeah, that's why I had no...
My first week of kettlebells, I did an advanced workshop with David Whitley. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. Well, you were out of town and I had gone down.
Right.
To learn how to use the kettlebells. And the Lane studio was a good hour and a half in traffic mm-hmm. from where we were living. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like my treat. Some people will go out to eat with their friends. Some people might go, that's go get their nails done. I'm just not that person.
And you'd go do kettlebells with Elaine Ross.
I would get a babysitter and I'd go do kettlebells. But then the cool thing is I would learn from them. And then kettlebells, you can get one and put it in your garage. Learn how to do it.
This brings up kind of a sub point. I've known a lot of people that they're into martial arts over the years. I mean, the last 20, 25 years. And one of the things I've learned from them is that they'll find a master teacher and they will go to them. And they will spend some money and some time and some energy on that. So when I started training kettlebells, and I know you've kind of followed that same way of thinking, we went to the source. And I can remember when I first got into the kettlebell scene, I saw some things at the Perform Better seminar. And I had a contact name. I don't even remember who it was now. But I contacted them and I said, who's the guy, the person in LA, and who's the person in Atlanta? And I got two names. I got Dr. Mark Ching in LA and Delaine Ross in Atlanta. And I sought both of them out and we haven't looked back. And it's not only changed our lives, both of us, husband and wife, but our family and the course of our careers.
Yeah, well, that's, I just felt really fortunate that I had Delaine mm-hmm. because she really helped me kind of get going. And I wasn't somebody that could come in every week.
Now, Delaine is strong, and she's like
tiny.
You. She's lean, and she's not bulky, but she's really strong.
Yeah, she's, I think people have, I haven't talked enough, I think people are just intimidated by the kettlebell, mm-hmm. and they maybe see me in the backyard. They probably think I'm a little crazy, flipping this thing over my head. And, they see me carting them back and forth from the garage to the backyard, or they see us in the garage pressing, and they just think, dude, that's hard. Well, it is hard. Yeah. And sometimes you have to do hard things to get results.
Results, there you go.
But you don't pick up a kettlebell and press it over your head, immediately. Mm-hmm. You start with a smaller kettlebell and you work, you get strength mm-hmm. and you have those little progressions. And then for me, I had a shoulder injury and I have to stay on top of my shoulder or it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And, when we would, every summer we would come out to LA because Ron was still working here, and I would go see Doc Jung. And he would say, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. And I would just be diligent. One, I would pay attention. And two, I would follow his advice. I trusted who he was and I trusted what he had to say. And I, to the best of my ability, tried to make that happen in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got strong with kettlebells.
You came back from the RKC in August from San Diego. And you kept saying, this is a school of strength.
Yeah.
This is a school of strength. And can you address that? And how did the other women in that certification stack up with the men?
Well, it was an incredible group of everybody. Although I will say that this is how hard the RKC is. We did have one guy drop out the first day.
Yeah, that happened with
us. The Russian Kettlebell Challenge. That's what the RKC stands for. We had one guy drop out the first day. And you know, they handled it professionally. Nobody was dissing him or anything like that. It's just...
It's hard.
It's hard. And I guess, you know, it's a school of strength. But not only did they just say, oh, it's a school of strength, be a musclehead. No, it's not that. It's also the school of smart strength. Because they teach you the smart way to, one, fix your body if there's a something that's not working right.
Mm-hmm.
Because kettlebells are intensely corrective. And I don't think people, when I say, oh, I'm into kettlebells, I'm not just a muscle head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smart. Mm-hmm. I am learning, and I'm hopefully, actually, I want to go on to the next level, which is the FMS, the functional movement screen, certified kettlebell instructor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm getting some of that now, and because of your background with the FMS, and just the way I think I've learned how to do kettlebells, you learn to do them to help your body function better. That's the first thing. Second thing is your body, because you're correcting and you're taking the time to correct them, your body gets stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start to use your body properly, you get cardiovascular. You can build in the cardiovascular end of it. And then you have the strength to snatch the 16 kg over your head 100 times in less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I have friends that are teeny tiny and, you know, strong as can be. Like one of my Facebook friends, she snatched just recently, you know, snatched that 200 times in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a fellow Arobaho, and I understand, you know, but that didn't happen overnight. That took almost 2 years for me to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I could start snatching that 16
kg,
you know, it was hard. It was one of the hardest goals I've ever set for myself, was even to even start snatching it. It was hard snatching it 5 times on each side, 10 times on each side. You know, I did follow kind of David Whitley's formula to get ready for the snatch test.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have the speed. So then I went actually down weights and did this because Cheng and you told me you need to do the lighter weights and just speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, boom, I hit it. You know, and it's a mental thing. But I could not have done that if I didn't know how to pick up the kettlebell correctly, squat or deadlift correctly, use my hips correctly in the swing. I couldn't have done those things. I couldn't have done it.
Yeah, in terms of moving well, you know, I do corporate wellness full-time for those of you that don't know. So I've talked to my clients for years about, you know, if you move well, it actually can enable you to burn more calories per minute because you're more efficient and you're not compensating as much. And ideally, you're going to be in there longer and not get hurt as much or at all. So the whole moving well thing is a really big deal. Yes, it's a school of strength, but I like how you put that. It's a school of smart strength. And it's always evolving, and there's just some wonderful people in that environment. So did we check everything off your list, or do you have anything else to say to the ladies?
Well, it's like, don't let the kettlebell intimidate you. I mean, and get off the treadmill. I mean, I understand sometimes you've had a horrible day, and you've got your husband wanting this, and your kids wanting that, and you've got a micromanager boss, and all you want to do is just do your thing. And I understand. Okay. So if you need a workout like that, you know, do what you need to do. But if you want your body to change, if you want six pack abs after having twins at my age, if you really, or whatever your goal is, you're going to have to pick it. I would like to see you pick up a kettlebell because, and at least try it. Be brave enough to accept the challenge of even going to a workshop. You won't hurt your back if you learned from a correct, from a Russian Kettlebell Challenge certified instructor. You will not hurt yourself. You
come down to KBLA, hang out with Dr. Chen.
Yeah, people, I've heard women say, oh, you get up at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning to go see Doc Chang. I'm like, yeah, I do. Because I know he's smart and I know I can learn from him and I know I can repeat what he's teaching me. And it's not a waste of my time or energy. For me, it gives me more time and it gives me more energy because I know what to do in a shorter amount of time and get it done correctly in a way that puts the right kind of change in my body that makes me not only stronger, but makes my body work better. Because I got to keep up with 7-year-old twins.
The Turbo Twins.
The Turbo Twins. That's what they're nicknamed.
They're explosively fast. And like Pavel said, it's not about the kettlebell. You know, it's about, it's a tool that helps people move better. And then I like what David Whitley says too, which is, you know, I'm not just getting people fit. I'm changing lives with a kettlebell. And that's what he did for me. And that filtered out through the whole family. So it's been cool. And how can they find you? Can they friend you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm Candace, C-A-N-D-A-S, Elizabeth Jones, on Facebook.
And we'll put up a link in the Lean Berets for you, too. And some pre and post photos. Those are worth seeing of you the week before you gave birth to twins and now.
Yeah. I look like a Volkswagen. And now I don't. And I'm telling you, I did not have plastic surgery.
That's right.
I did not.
Those abs are all natural. So what's your size? How tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'7", and I weigh more than people think I weigh. I weigh about 135 pounds. And it depends on the clothes. I'm either a size 2 or a size 4. But, you know, for me, it's that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is that I am my best for where I can, for my body. I'm not perfect, but I'm strong. I can keep up with my kids. They have trouble keeping up with me. And I'm like, that's great. You know, because at my age, I wanna still be able to do and enjoy all the things that I wanna do. And they're proud of me.
And they respect you. They respect you for being a strong mommy.
Yeah, that's what they call me. They say, "Mommy, you're so strong." And I go, "Yeah, that's right. Watch out."
and so do I. For all the women out there, power to you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay.
Get fit, be strong, ladies, because I know you can do it. You've been listening to the Lean Berets radio show at theleanberets.com. Metal Blues today provided by Stanley J. Tucker and Cal Canius. Facebook us, we're on the web, we're all over. Until next time, keep rocking health and fitness, America.